Welcome to the Accessibility Solutions Podcast, hosted by Linda Hunt, an award-winning accessibility consultant, speaker, and author. With over 30 years' experience in senior management roles and a deep passion for creating inclusive environments, Linda brings us unmatched expertise and credibility to our discussions. Join us as we explore the transformative power of accessibility and inclusion in today's world. Through captivating conversations, Linda shares her wealth of knowledge, provides practical solutions, and sheds light on the latest trends and advancements in the field. Whether you're a business owner or a disability advocate or simply curious about the world of accessibility, this podcast is your go-to resource. Get ready to unlock new perspectives, break down barriers, and embark on a journey of empowerment. Are you ready to create a more inclusive world? Let's begin. Welcome to the Accessibility Solutions Podcast.
So, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining the Accessibility Solutions Podcast. I am very pleased today to have Stiena Borth. And Stiena, did I pronounce that correctly?
Stiena.
So, I'm pleased to have Stiena Borth with me today. Stiena is a renowned productivity expert and the consultant for companies who want to increase personnel productivity by nearly 50% and a healthier bottom line helps the world's smartest professionals become even more productive and innovative. Her unique approach integrates neurodiversity, inclusion, and simplifies complex human dynamics. Stiena's style of coaching increases productivity, revenue, and positively impacts both the personal and professional lives of the executives she works with. So welcome, Stiena. I am so very glad to have you here, specifically around addressing the needs for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace, which is something that we do a lot of work with. So I'm wondering, when you're working with your clients and companies and organizations, what is the biggest hurdle that they have to kind of address when they're looking at diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace?
Well, I think it really is, first and foremost, the mindset of shifting from looking as, oh, these are things we have to accommodate or we have to give, versus looking at what are our benefits and what are we receiving by having this inclusion. And really, so the start of the conversation is educating around that. Why is your company going to benefit from these efforts of including neurodiverse folks, including folks that have identified disabilities? And how is that going to move that bottom line into a healthier space? So if you're talking to people that are really focused on the numbers and not necessarily the culture, we talk about that. We talk about how there's 48% of productivity that increases just by being aware of neurodiversity and of disabilities and putting that into practice. So the answer to that would be awareness is the first thing that comes to play. And then once we get through that, it's knowing the how and addressing the desire for change. A lot of times what's intimidating for companies and executives, professionals is, okay, I understand, Stiena, that this could benefit, but now I don't know how to do it. And so having that partnership of walking through together of application of those strategies and tools is essential. So it's not just a drop, we need to do it, you figure it out, but laying out individualized plans for that specific company or that professional.
Yeah, and I so agree. I know a lot of the companies that we work with, whether it's like hiring persons with disabilities or accommodating individuals that they may already have in their employ, there are a lot of misconceptions around that person is, you know, they're not going to be as productive, or it's going to cost a lot of money to accommodate them, or they're going to be off sick more because they're dealing with whether it be a disability or, you know, something else. That's so there's a lot of misconceptions around that. So I agree, education is very important. And then we also work with companies that have embraced that diversity in the workforce, but then there's the whole concept of all of the other employees that work within that company as well. And we do some training around, you know, kind of that comfort zone in terms of how they can effectively work together, just because, I mean, we're all different. And so you've got different personalities in a work in a workplace. And this is really no different. It's how do we work as a cohesive team within a company, regardless of the different personalities, or in the case of persons with disabilities, different abilities that are there, and understanding the value that everyone brings to the workplace. So in your work, as you've said, education is so very important. Do you find that clients are reaching out and finding you because they are open to that? Or is it, and I know we find this quite often, it's got more to do with we've either got somebody that we're trying to employ, or somebody, you know, at a higher level has decided that diversity, equity, and inclusion is now something that the corporation wants to get behind, and then they don't know where to start, or as I say, they don't know what they don't know. So how do people come into kind of your sphere? You're going to be working with them.
There's several different ways. One way is that they have identified a specific problem. And like one common one that I've been contacted with is for disclosure. So there's an interest in how do we hear disclosure is something that needs to be addressed. We don't know how to do it. So there's a specific part of diversity and inclusion. And that's a great question. I love being approached with that because that means that they're open for discussion beyond. They just don't, they're not aware of what else they can be doing that's under that umbrella of diversity and inclusion, especially with neurodiversity and disabilities. And there's folks that will contact me that they have programs where they've been working with adults training, getting ready for in the workplace, and they don't know, they don't have enough places to send them or to introduce them to because those companies don't know how to be inclusive. They said, well, we love the idea, but how would we support this individual and how would this benefit us? So we couple together, we partner so that we can go in there and say, this is how, and we have someone that can help you with that. You don't have to know it all. You don't have to be a master of these skills yet. We're going to help you learn. And we also, that gives us a funnel of bringing these folks that are neurodiverse, have disabilities, and they are ready to work and they are qualified and they have the training. And it's really that fear of, but I don't want to drop the ball here from the company side. And I love the phrase and that I say all the time is everything you want is on the other side of fear. So let's go through that fear together. So, and then sometimes it is looking for that DEI training and just finding interest in including the neurodiversity. Neurodiversity is a word that's come up more in conversation and they're not sure how that applies. And I really try to normalize and broaden and define neurodiversity as just your differences in your nervous system. We all have that.
Yeah.
I've talked to a pocket of where they do these cohorts for entrepreneurs. And I talked to them about, you have neurodiversity. There's actually a term for that. It's neuroentrepreneurialism. There's more connections in a specific part of your brain. Did you know that? You know, and this is how you can use it. And really, when we focus at the programs with Keymaker are focused on skills. So I love the personality piece because it gives us information when we have assessments that inform us. Even more so, I love when we can take and hone in on what specific skills are their, that individual's superpower and what ones need support. And then how can we put them on teams so there's a great balance? And then we have these underutilized skills that come out and the company benefits overall because the productivity shoots straight up, you know, and then that is directly linked to revenue and less turnover and then overall culture and just feeling comfortable to be honest and open and not be masked in the work environment. That benefits everybody.
Yeah, and I so agree. It, as we say, accessibility is good for business. And so it's whether it's the fact that you've embraced employees with disabilities, but from a forward-facing perspective, that customers appreciate that your business is showing that it's embracing diversity and inclusion. And so that from a social conscious perspective, gives you a higher advantage in terms of what you're portraying to your customers. And as I say, I mean, in Canada, we talk about 22% of the population has some form of a disability. And over the age of 65, that's 40%. So this is a lot of people that understand the importance of a company being inclusive from the standpoint of whether it's inclusive from a customer perspective or inclusive from an employee perspective. So we just to kind of touch on that a little bit more, do you, and I love case studies, so I love to hear the positive benefits. So if you can touch on some of the positive benefits that your clients have experienced and feedback that after they've gotten over the hurdle of accepting the fact that this is good for business. Do you have any real positive comments that you've heard back from clients?
Absolutely. And just when you were talking, I was thinking about number one is now you've created transparency, and that's trust, not within your company and then with your customers as well. And when we see that trust, that's rapport, your business is more stable. Specifically, I have a really great example. I was working with this CEO a few weeks ago, and we were going through the initial assessment. And it's just a self-assessment, just like, where do you think you are at in these different areas of executive function was what we were targeting. And this is a really highly intelligent and high performing, but just felt like, I don't know there's something that's holding me back. It's like driving a boat and something's dragging. I can't see it. It's under the water. And after he went through that, he recognized and saw, I didn't know I was so low in organization. What's interesting is that definitely was observed from those working with him and around him. But because he was, you know, CEO, nobody was bringing that up. He needed to make that self-discovery. And as soon as he did, and of course he was asked, would you like help with this? Do you want this to change? Within a week, maybe in a few days, he implemented just some few strategies that really seem simple, but if you do it in repetition, you continue it. It took off so much time and so much stress that allowed him to then zone in to his area of genius, his role to play. So with that, I mean, you have that from a leader and then it trickles down. It also means that when you're practicing these strategies and these skills and altering things just slightly so that they're accessible, it's easier to do that with your clients and your customers. So you're not just sending out a contract and saying, well, here's the link, sign it, here you go. Well, what if that individual struggles with processing? You can then easily flip around and send it a different format and accommodate because you have practice with that. You don't get stuck in that this is the one way to do it. And that speaks back to, like, I named my company Keymaker because we need to be making keys to open those doors where the keys aren't fitting or we can't find them. And so when we hit those moments where nothing, you know, the given system, the given protocol isn't working for this client, for this customer, for our personnel, need to create something so that there isn't that block and we can access the goal on the other side. We can access those skills. So I think then that trickles down. I mean, ultimately it does trickle down to 48% is the stats that shows increase in productivity, 20% increase in engagement, and then 34% or 38% decrease in turnover. So there's all of these benefits, and that's not even talking about how the people that you're interacting with feel. And our relationships, really, that's the base of business.
It is, certainly, yeah, like you said, the relationship. And so the more, you know, as I say, a lot of times you may not remember what someone said to you, but you will always remember how that interaction made you feel. And it's so important for businesses to understand that, as you said, that I love the key to unlock. The lock is, it looks different for different people. And you know, in the work that we do, accessibility is really just making the world accessible for everyone, regardless of their differences, and treating everyone with the same level of respect, whether, as you said, whether that be your customer, your employees, just anyone. It's just makes, like I said, it makes the world accessible so that no one is experiencing barriers. You know, which is, you know, kind of my life's work is to that whole eliminating barriers, regardless of what those barriers are. So thank you so very much for joining us today to have a really in-depth discussion. Any last kind of thoughts as we wrap up?
I think my last thought would just always be to keep diversity in mind and inclusion, and always look for how we're doing it now. Is there a way that we can do it slightly differently? Can we be more innovative? And who can we reach out to support us? You don't have to have all the answers. There's a network of folks like you and I.
Exactly.
Come alongside, you know, with our children, we say it takes a village. Well, our businesses are our children.
Yeah.
So let's treat them like they are.
Yeah, very, very good point. We don't expect everybody to be experts in anything. I mean, it's you hire an accountant to help you with your with your taxes. You hire a lawyer to help you with legal advice. And so if you need assistance in terms of diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility in your business, and, you know, you go out and you hire an expert to assist you with that work within your business. So again, thank you so very much for joining me. And for our listeners, if you are interested in hearing more, then Stina's information is in the show notes. Please feel free to connect with her. If you feel that this episode would be of interest to anyone, please leave us a review and share the link to the episode. And until next time, this is Linda Hunt, host of Accessibility Solutions. And thanks again for joining. And until next time, cheers. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Accessibility Solutions podcast hosted by Linda Hunt. We hope these discussions have inspired you and provided valuable insights into the world of accessibility and inclusion. If you're ready to take the next steps in creating an accessible and inclusive environment, we invite you to book a personalized accessibility solutions consultation with Linda. As an experienced accessibility consultant, Linda will work closely with you to develop innovative solutions tailored to your unique needs and challenges. Together, you'll navigate the complexities of accessibility regulations, explore inclusive design principles, and implement practical strategies to ensure equal access for all. Don't miss this opportunity to make a real difference. Visit our website at solutionsforaccessibility.com, and that's the number 4, so solutionsforaccessibility.com. Schedule your consultation today. Let's transform your space into an inclusive and welcoming environment for everyone. Thanks again for listening to the Accessibility Solutions podcast. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes as we continue our journey towards a more accessible world.